We've had 10 questions received and accepted, and I'll call the people that have asked them in turn. So, Councillor Osborne, to begin.
Madam Mayor, point of order, it's very cold and it's very late. Can I suggest that we give written answers to all the questions?
It's really nice to have less of a democracy from the party opposite. The fact that they can't even heat their own building, the fact they can't get a microphone to work when they're in charge. I mean, I don't know if Councillor Henshaw was in charge of the IT space for heating. I'm amazed that people don't want to hear questions about the Constitution. I can't believe they don't want to hear it. But actually, when you hear the subject, you understand why I'm asking this question. Madam Mayor, is following the Harrow Council Constitution something your administration takes seriously? Councillor Sharp.
Sorry, that's the question from Councillor Osborne to Councillor Sharp.
Of course, the Constitution is an important document and it's vital that it's being followed.
Thank you.
See, that wasn't so difficult.
And
thank
another
you.
One from you.
In that case, could the Leader of the Council explain to me why he hasn't followed the Constitution since actually the glory days of Councillor Stevenstone as leader, when he did follow the Constitution and legally appoint all the consultative boards and advisory panels, which is why he now has to put them to the first Cabinet meeting. He quite clearly didn't follow the executive procedure rules, which say at the first executive meeting following annual council, you will appoint all these panels. You didn't do it, you're now having to redo it.
So you don't care that
all of the advisory panels, consultative boards have been illegally constituted. You don't care. But the leader thinks that you should follow the Constitution.
It's such a ridiculous question. For housekeeping purposes, the paper will be going to the Cabinet.
For housekeeping, because you don't have panels anymore.
The next question is again from Councillor Osborne.
I think you've heard the answer to this, but I'd like to ask it anyway. Do you support my proposal to appoint a member of the Harrow Youth Parliament as a non-executive member of Cabinet?
That was a question for me.
Oh, thank you.
Well, as you pointed out, Paul, this is the sequelae to the your amendment. I am standing up. I'm just shrunk, right? This is the sequelae to your amendment to the previous motion. And I understand that the way things are, that I agree with you. It is fairly obvious. I do disagree with your proposal, Paul, as you might have guessed. We shall continue to engage with the Harrow Youth Parliament on many things, as we have already, on areas of service development and our plans for the future, including regeneration. And we have an agreed structure for doing so. We will continue to value and work with them with a strong structure of consultation and discussion, and this is the way forward. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. By supplementary, first of all, I'm happy to pledge on our side that we've put in our manifesto a commitment to have a Harrow Youth Parliament member as a non-executive member of Cabinet, as well as having to put an opposition on Cabinet. As well as having people from the opposition, which will be Councillor Sharp, on Cabinet. But my supplemental question is, why don't you want to hear from the young people of Harrow?
I do want to hear from the young people of Harrow. I want to hear. Well, if you're not going to listen to me, there's not much point in me trying to answer the question. question, is there? We do want to hear from the young people of Harrow, which is why we want to give them the vote. The next question is from Councillor Lund. Thank you, Madam Mayor. This is a question for Councillor Sachin Shah. In the October Cabinet meeting, you said the money which was mentioned for the carers in the manifesto pledge was in reserve. Can you tell me how much has been spent and how?
Thank you for the question. £1 million was pledged as part of our manifesto for domestic violence to support carers and stand up for those in need. Across our budget areas, you can see we've added millions in growth to adults and children services who do support carers, stand up for those in need. Just this year alone, we'll be adding to the base budget £9 million. So we've gone further than the manifesto commitment. On top of the £200,000 that's been allocated to domestic violence, I can today confirm that coming to Cabinet soon is a paper that will exempt care leavers for 6 months from council guidance. A real commitment to care leavers. On carers, £1 million is spent annually on providing support for carers. This is funding supporting services directly provided to carers, provision of respite care out services provided by Harrow carers.
Thank you for that. Can you tell me why it's taken so long to do this, particularly with the care leavers, the exempted tax, considering you've only got 4 months left out of this 3 years promise in the manifesto?
It hasn't taken us long. We've been doing this right from the start of the administration. As I said, we've been adding to the base budget year in, year out, more money to support some of the most vulnerable in our society. In fact, we did 200,000 domestic violence within a few months of taking on. So it hasn't taken us that long. We've been doing it throughout the whole of this administration.
That was 2014.
So, Councillor Moat, would you like to put your question to Councillor Brown? Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. In a recent government cabinet paper, it was stated that certain communities are badly integrated in Britain and are not speaking English. How are we engaging with our communities in the learning of English?
Thank you very much, Janet, for this question. It's a very important topic, actually, for our communities here in Harrow. Firstly, I'd like to talk about our adult community and family learning service, because under the tagline of Learn Harrow, our strategy for meeting the ESOL, that's English for speakers of other language, needs of our residents is firstly to engage with and support voluntary sector providers to work effectively with learners who are not engaged in community or education or further education. Secondly, to develop and provide a programme of fully funded, non-accredited courses for second language speakers that supports not only their language learning needs, but also addresses the needs for their cultural and practical support and the knowledge to enable them to function effectively within the community. And we call these Living Well in Harrow, and they include things such as courses on learning to speak basic English for engaging for everyday family life, and courses on improving your English to get involved in community life in Harrow, and a number of other ones related to ICT and computer skills. So far, this year, nearly 1,600 residents have attended these courses, and we've just been successful in securing £45,000 funding from DCLG's Talk English programme, which will enable us to support a further 225 learners. And as the leader has commented in October this year, following a short hospital inspection, our service was rated as good, so congratulations to them. Secondly, I'd just like to mention our Harrow Library Service supporting English language learning for adults and their families with regular courses in Kenton, Stonehall, Loxeth, Wheelstone and Gayton. And thirdly, the Harrow Early Years team organising a range of activities in schools, children's centres and online to support these families. And in addition to that, other organisations and other schools also run classes. For example, Hatch End High have run two classes a day with about 40 students regularly attending, and they're working with Harrow College to encourage CELTA graduates to volunteer when they finish their course. That's people who just qualified in their certificate in teaching English to speakers of other languages. And HelpGend are also assisting other organisations to set up similar courses. So Shaftesbury High has now set up a course in a similar way, and the South Harris-Somali Community Centre is also in the process of doing this. So you can see there is a wide range of work going on around the borough to address the questions that you raised here tonight. Thank you.
Do you have a supplementary?
Yes, I do. Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. When my mother came to this country after marrying my father after the war, she didn't speak English at all. But the family and a retired teacher in the community helped my mum to be able to speak English, to read and to write. And I'm sure many of us have experienced when canvassing on the doorsteps women in particular who say that they cannot speak English. This means that in some communities they may well be held back by regressive cultural practices. But I have been led to believe that Harrow received £400,000 from central government for immigration, and I think it was came under the heading of Controlling Migration Fund. So could you clarify how much of this we've actually received from the fund and what that is being used for? And also, how can we make contact with these women in their homes so that they can come out and learn English, and particularly, and in fact actually Graham's not here, so that we can have equality for women as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much. In response to your second point, I think, as I've suggested, working with the voluntary sector, in this case, the one I mentioned was the Somali organisation, but as we follow through, and one of the strategy highlights was to work with voluntary organisations, and I think that's the way to work with hard-to-find communities, and indeed some of the work in the schools, if you read the reports, say that that's their aim, to work with children through to the parents and the families to gain access and understanding that way. With regard to your first point, I'm afraid it's outside my portfolio area. I don't have the knowledge, but I will get the Chief Executive to give you a written answer. I'll get the responsible portfolio head of the draft.
Councillor Ashton.
Yes, this is a question for Sasha and Shah, Leader of the Council. Do you believe your administration is doing a fantastic job in collecting residents' bins?
Absolutely. We have a committed workforce. Our waste and recycling teams continue to offer high levels of service. We continue to invest and improve this service through all street clean bags are collected within 24 hours. 1,800 new litter bins that begin to be distributed across the borough. I know sometimes bins are missed. We can always do better. We continue to monitor satisfaction as we make Harrow clean again.
Yes, thank you for that. Can I just say that I had a very exciting morning yesterday. I don't get out much. I actually went to the depot and had a little tour down. And I shan't say who said this because obviously I don't think you'd want me to share this with everybody, but one of the very much valued people in the depot who deals with waste collection pointed out to me that in the event that we develop all the plans for our regeneration programme, we're going to end up, because of the parlous way that everything's been run, the IT system doesn't work, everything is gone completely wrong. It's an absolute shambles there. He said that we would experience a perfect storm. Do you not agree that perhaps we need to do a little bit better, and that in fact we're not doing very well?
No, I don't agree. We've got a good service, great service operating, picking up four different bins from 85,000-86,000 properties across the borough. I think we do a fantastic job, especially with all the budget cuts that your government has put on this council.
Councillor Robson, do you agree with the leader's assessment of your ability as the portfolio holder of children, young people and schools, which the leader gave in response to my question regarding your department budget at the last cabinet meeting?
Thank you for your question, Councillor McLeod Cullinane. Yes, I fully agree with the leader's assessment of my abilities and achievements as portfolio holder for children, young people, services and schools. In fact, I think he might have undersold me a bit.
So, it's a fantastic job that your budget is massively overspent for the second year running, and the fact that you don't want to, and you've just proven, you will vote against putting young people onto cabinet in order to have a voice and a say in how this bar is run.
That was a bit of a muddle, wasn't it, Councillor McLeod Cullinane? I have supported the Directorate through a successful inspection earlier this year, which verified the good practice across the whole of the children's pathway. This has been further validated by the visit from two senior inspectors on the 28th, which was Tuesday this week, who confirmed that the improvement plans have moved on significantly since the inspection earlier this year, and that the evidence shows that positive outcomes for Harrow's children are being consistently achieved. Furthermore, we have reduced the budget pressure in children's services by almost £1 million since the start of the financial year, and we continue to implement the planned management actions, in particular to drive down the number of placements and to continue the recruitment of permanent social workers, which reduces pressures on agency spend, as you will understand. It is anticipated that the council-wide budget, of which our budget is part, will record a balanced position by the end of the year, with pressures and opportunities across the directorates. The repeated tabling of such a question, you will forgive me, madam, there, but I think that the repeated tabling of such a question about my competence does, I think, reflect far more upon the questioner than anything else.
Councillor Shaw, what is your administration doing to ensure it listens to and takes on board the views of all residents?
I think we're doing a lot to listen, but in doing so in such a way that gets us a balanced view on what we do. For example, we've listened to residents on many areas of our regeneration programme, dealing head on with some challenging issues that local residents feel important to them in making necessary progress. An example we as a council can be proud of here is Pillarwood School, something I spoke about earlier. On the back of delivering a major issue, we as a council went to the school, parents and local communities to discuss the issue. We acted upon local concerns and made what I think was the right decision at that time, and has proven to be the right decision, moving the school temporarily and ensuring the site was safe, whilst at the time working directly with listening to school staff, parents and local residents. This administration prides itself on getting right on the big things and ensuring we listen to residents.
As you've sort of proven by your actions that you're against listening and taking on board views of all residents in the vote just now, I'm moving to my next question. Is your administration, Councillor Shaw, committed to protecting Harrow's conservation areas? Pay attention.
Well, I was talking to Keith, sorry. normally your supplementaries go on for a slightly longer time. My administration is committed to protecting Harrow's conservation areas and is determined in a number of ways. For example, the council regularly reviews the extent of conservation areas within the borough to ensure they warrant conservation area status and designated as such. For example, Pinner Road Conservation Area was designated in March 2016, and in June 2017, we extended Waxwell Lane Conservation Area. We also ensured concept of conservation area is not devalued through designation of areas that lack required special architectural and historical interest. The council also demonstrates its commitment by maintaining a rolling programme of updating conservation area appraisals and management plans, which are used in the assessment and development proposals, as well as guiding council work within conservation areas. All but one of the borough's 29 conservation areas have had such appraisal and management plan in place, with a final one, Pinner Road, expected to be completed and adopted early next year. Once this is done, older appraisals and management plans will be reviewed and updated as appropriate.
My supplementary, in that case, Leader, why has your administration taken out the heritage Mount Park and replaced them with LEDs, contrary to what the conservation area requires?
It enhances the conservation area.
Point of order. Council procedure rule 12.2.2 limits the questions to 15 minutes. I believe it's
We have two questions left, and I'm going to ask the officers to do written answers to that. So we
So
we're going on to item 15, and